nowhere to finish second, as you'll hear with Craig Easy here from last night's.
About 6 metres behind them, looking for an inside run, and then Mackerel, they're probably your main chances. Royal Aurora in front, Easy Rider starting to feel the pinch now, and along the inside, Code Bailey starting to flash. Royal Aurora in front, Steve Turnbull will get a treble, he sat pretty. Mackerel full home and probably just got second in front of Code Bailey, and then came in fourth spot Mahala Prince from a long way back.
All right, well, there you go, that's Mackerel, and Bernie Hewitt's here for you, Greg.
Thanks very much, Captain. How you going? Really well, mate. First point of the Gold Crown final. I'm just having a look back through the years. I think you've had two at the Tiara in the past, but never two in the Crown. So good to see two horses get through to the final for you.
Yeah, Greg. Just had trouble hearing you there, but yeah, getting two through has been really pleasing effort. Had a few fillies, like you say, in the Tiara final over the years, and it's good to get a couple of colts through.
Firstly, talk about Mackerel. Maybe just jumped out of the ground late there last night.
Yeah, he had a soft run, three peaks, you know, it's a pretty slowly run race. So, he's entitled to hit the line. He's just been on a, pretty steep learning curve, and he's always shown me plenty of ability and just needed things to work out. I thought he should have won his last start, but he just overdid it in the run. And when it came time to, produce him at the top of the straight last week, he just never finished it off. He settled better in the run last night, and and then he showed his two speed when I was able to angle him into a bit of a clear run. So he really hit the line and run right through the line.
He had a good draw last night, and as you said, you were three pegs. If you drew up the draw well in the final, you can put him to sleep early. Is he a horse that can, with the right run, shoot through late and double the pace getting?
Yeah, well, he seems to have worked with the older horses at home pretty well. It's just a little worry that sometimes he does overdo it a bit. Last night I just did use him off the gate to cross the one horse and then took a drop, so he ended up 3 cents. It's sort of one of those things that if he settles in the run, I think, obviously the final will be, run much more genuine. But if he gets a nice draw, I'm sure that it'll suit him better with a bit of speed on, and just drove him, with one run like that, I think that's the go at this stage of his career.
What about the stablemate Bryce Black, one second behind Castle of Shadow in Houston? They went 158.8, but Black had to do a fair bit of work in that, and off that second row draw, did a good job.
Yeah, well, his run's probably even better than the other guys, because he actually death-seated the whole trip, and he actually was going to make a real race of it with Jeff Dawes, and he put in a wrong and up the top turn, and lost all his momentum, lost, I reckon, a length and a half just while I regathered him, and then he set sail again and went out after Jeff Dawes. So I was really pleased with his effort. He's just had three previous runs and hasn't had much luck. He's sort of just been running into dead ends and hasn't had much luck at all. So I was really happy with his effort to face the breeze, and the winners went a pretty respectable time, and as I said, I think he was going to make a race of it at that stage until he made that little mistake. So he's got plenty of bottom and plenty of scope.
Well, with 2-3 to the final, who drives what?
Probably wait for the draws, I guess. At this stage, Doug hasn't got his A-grade license.
mention my sweet chili filly, and here's Anthony Banton calling her home.
My sweet chili filly got away from War Dan Bad Girl, a big break to Seismic, and then came Grand Zara, but my sweet chili filly's in one race and the others are in a different postcode. My sweet chili filly in front, she leads by 15 metres. War Dan Bad Girl holding down second, but we're all interested in the time here because my sweet chili filly's going to brain them, and into the final she goes. We'll have a look at the time. She ran 1:55.4. Second goes to War.
There you go, 1:55.4 is pretty impressive, Greg.
Yeah, that time put it on the fastest gold crown or the fastest gold tiara, so she could have beaten the boys with that time if they've moved to the new fastest track for the last couple of years. I put on Twitter that she was much better than her rivals in the heat time-wise. A few people wanted to say, time only plays on campus in jail, but look, she was so impressive. She was in her heat, and the barriers were going to have to fall favourably for her rival to challenge her. She was, as I mentioned before, 22 metres faster than any other qualifier. The second fastest qualifier for the Gold Tiara ran second to her in her heat, and four of the five fastest times, four of the fastest five times in the heat, was out of that one heat where she faced them. She's a pretty talented filly, so I can't remember a Gold Tiara Gold Crown being won by the same stable. In the same year. So I think Shane's got to get over that hurdle. But he does have to have a pretty good hand in both of the races next Saturday night.
Gee, that's going to be a huge night, isn't it? One of the real highlights on the calendar. So leading into that, Hazy, what else do we have to look forward to this week?
We look forward to the fact that Bathurst is the main race, so the leading next Saturday night, and of course, as I mentioned, Gold Crown Gold Tiara, but they've also got the 3-year-old final, so that's the Gold Chalice for the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings, and the Gold Bracelet, which is the 3-year-old Philly division. They are both good three races, so a chance to see some more talented faces going around next Saturday night. Basically, it's all pointed towards Gold Crown at the end of March. They normally run their big meeting the last Saturday night in March, since maybe once in the last 3 years, actually had it the last, but the first Saturday night in April. It's fantastic carnival. Good to see so many familiar faces up there last Saturday night. And basically, we're looking forward to the big battle will continue this week because they've got heaps of their other feature races coming up during the week, and they have Golf Day, and they have an honorary dinner. They have a Thompson Farmer Race Bar, he's the honorary this year. They have a dinner for Kev, and they get him up and they get it to him and talk to him about his career. So they do it pretty well for that as well, and they're looking forward to the carnival continuing up there.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll leave it there, I suppose. Hazy, before I let you go, did you hear or did you see the call with Luke Marlowe from Broken Hill where they pulled up a lap early? Did you? Such problems at Menangle. A mile track, easy.
That's it.
Alrighty, Greg Hayes, thank you for chasing a pacing rewind, and no doubt we'll hear more about what's coming up at Bathurst on Tuesday morning, 10:30 on the pace. We'll catch you then.
Good as well, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, mate. Greg Hayes here on Sky Sports Radio for chasing and pacing rewind as we go from the pacing to the chasing.
Mornings at 10:30.
Yes, and from thedogs.com.au, we say good morning to Stu Turner.
Morning, Kev. How are you going today?
I'm very well. And are you all excited over what you saw last night there at Wentworth Park?
I certainly am. We had the Group 3
Stars Alight, your favourite, $2.60. 6 Edie Ripper, $3.50. 7 Lovelace at $10. 8 Obi Kenobi at $18. Your two reserves, Stars are Smiling at $31, and 10 My Boy Brody at $51. What are you thinking about the final?
Well, look, I do think Joe Mundy Hattie will be a lot better from that run, and it's a pretty decent price at $8 to me, Kev. But look, from box to Miss Foxy Lee, I think she holds the advantage. She absolutely loves an inside draw, and she was well beaten by Stars Alight when they met at Wentworth Park a few weeks back. But I think she'll turn the tables, and for me, I'd be on Miss Foxy Lee in the Gold Cup final, I reckon.
Okay, Miss Foxy Lee at $6. Your favourite there is Stars Alight at $2.60. We did have the delay of a week of the big events of Richmond, the Derby and the Oaks, and we were lucky enough to get them underway on Friday night, and both at Group 2 level. Let's relive the Derby and Nangar Flame.
Back Parks began brilliantly. Nangar Flame got away in a hurry. Barking Bad's driving up on the inside. Mac Tux had the lead by 3 to Barking Bad. Nangar Flame, Wicked Warrior, is coming into the picture. Then Ritzelineal Magnifico wins a mission. And Patch Adam back at the tail. Top corner, Mac Tux in the lead. Being tackled left, right and centre. Barking Bad, Nangar Flame, Wicked Warrior. Ritzelineal corner. It is still Mac Tux. They're coming. Nangar Flame grabbing him. Nangar Flame won the derby. Beat home Mac Tux. Third at Tiny. Barking Bad is prominent. Likewise, Ritzelini, Wicked Warrior, up the inside, Patch Adam, and Winsome Mission was back with the tail.
Excellent call there from Timmy Newbold, and $16 have paid Nangar Flame.
Yeah, that's right, a bit of a surprise, but gee, it was an excellent run from Nangar Flame there. He ran down Mac Tux, he timed it absolutely to perfection in that one, and Barking Bad placed in yet again in a big race to take third. But look, a great win for Nangar Flame and his trainer, Anthony Azapardi, who'd come up from Victoria from this one. And I can tell you, Kev, it was certainly a popular win. I don't think I've ever seen a more packed podium for a presentation after a race. It was a cast of thousands at Richmond for that one. But look, Nangar Flame, owned by the Anne Barnes team out in the Central West, they had a great night, and well done to them on a fantastic win there for Nangar Flame.
Yeah, a Group 2 in the cupboard, lovely. And we also had the Richmond Oaks, a Group 2. Here's how that one unfolded.
Racing, Mama Josie away cleanly, Striker Light barely away, driving up on the inside, Mama Josie, she's going to lead through the first corner, over uphill, Jill and Striker Light 3D, all followed by Mitch Charlie Mia, Kilkey May, further back, Utah Miss, you know Arjo, where art thou, can see them all, top corner, they're racing tight, Mama Josie led, over uphill, Jill, Striker Light, Mitch Charlie Mia, Kilkey May, they corner, the Victorian Mama Josie in the lead, uphill Jill coming, Mama Josie, uphill Jill, they hit it, tight go, on the outside, uphill Jill is Dave at the inside, Mama Josie, it's a terrific finish in the Oaks, closer, Kilkey.
Yeah, Timmy Newbold in fine form there, and in the words of one of our race callers, Alan Hull, who's got a wonderful grasp with words, a flared nostril might have been the margin there, because they took forever to determine the result, so close to a dead heat there.
I thought we were going to be there all night at Richmond waiting for that one. It was an absolutely super finish. Great win for Mama Josie and her trainer, Jeff Britton. And so unlucky for Uphill Jill, trained by David Gill, who, well, she absolutely rattled home, Kev, but she just couldn't quite get it at the end there. And look, Jeff actually drove up from Victoria with David Gill, trainer of Uphill Jill, so I imagine that car journey back was a bit interesting. I think luckily it was Jeff's
Sky Sports Radio at 4 to 11.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shake helped me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom. Yeah. It's easy to have a bit for Zordon because we've got hard racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
A couple of things coming out of yesterday in case you missed. Jeff Lloyd and Ty Anglin, both going to miss six meetings after stewards deemed them to have caused interference in the Golden Slipper. Jeff Lloyd rode Hootson, was charged with careless riding and pleaded guilty after working across the face of the field when insufficiently clear of rivals aboard Hootson, while Anglin also pleaded guilty after causing interference on single bullet to Diamond Tathagata. So both jockeys are out of action from Thursday, March 23 until Sunday, April the 2nd. So they will miss day one of the championships at Randwick on Saturday, the 1st of April, unfortunate. And that's the way it is there. And from Lee Friedman this morning is that, gee, how good was our Ivanhoe yesterday? He's going to back up in the BMW, empty the feed bin overnight. Didn't even give it a second glance away he went. So Lee Friedman confirming that the Randwick Stakes winner, our Ivanhoe, backing up into next week's $1.5 million, the BMW. And with the weather, well, they're talking about a further 70 to 80 mils of rain, something like that, in the next week. In fact, that's not quite right. 70 to 80% chance of rain every day in Sydney this week. So the wet ground, he just eats it up, doesn't he, our Ivanhoe? And look out if he's running in the BMW. You think of last year in the BMW, he ran 23 lengths last on a good three, but you can't imagine that happening next weekend when he runs around again. Sky Sports Radio, 2 to 11.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring. And lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Sky Sports Radio brings you racing's best wrap. Mondays, catch TK, Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester with all the weekend analysis.
Plus your Carnival Talkback calls.
Hunter's Postmortem, Monday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio, 1017 AM.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Metagliadoro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full bed inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Good morning, Kevin Wolf here. It's 11 o'clock, about 90 seconds away, our first race of the day, Healesville. But we have Greyhound Racing in Canberra this afternoon. And good morning, Kel O'Rourke.
Yeah, good day, Kev. Good morning to you and good morning to all the radio listeners.
Tell us about the program this afternoon, Kel. We need some best bets from you.
Okay, well,